We now have the complete food price inflation information for 2014, and here's what food prices did.
We saw inflation for food at 2.4%.
A little less than what Agriculture Department economist Anne-Marie Coons had been forecasting, but if you bought a lot of meat last year, you may have problems believing that overall food price inflation was that low. After all, in 2014,
beef and veal prices rose 12.1%. Pork prices saw an increase of 9.1%.
But there were some offsetting trends for many other foods. There were small hikes for most processed foods and bakery items. And last year, something happened that rarely happens. Prices for some foods actually went down.
Fresh vegetables deflated 1.3%. Sugars and sweets fell 0.8%. And non-alcoholic beverages fell 0.5%.
Also, when the economists put this food price index together, they put more weight on foods that we buy more of than others, such as vegetables and breads, that sort of thing. So put it all together, we ended up with below normal food price inflation last year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.